And here we go.
Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome this morning to our podcast. This will be airing, I think, the last week of March on the 27th.
Yeah, Wednesday the 27th. Before Easter.
Right before Easter, Easter week, yeah. So we're excited about that. And hope you have a great Easter opportunity to, you know, go to they have a Thursday night service, what they call Maundy Thursday. They have Good Friday service where you can, you know, celebrate Christ's death, and then the Resurrection Sunday is Easter. And
Our church is doing, we're having a worship night for Good Friday service, and then embarking on a 36-hour fast leading up to Easter morning together, that the worship service will kick off. So I know that our community is super excited about doing that together. It's going to be sweet.
Yep. Do they have any instructions for the fast, what they plan on doing for the fast?
So we've been doing like a 21-day period of fasting, but really they set it up. The church has been teaching on fasting a lot and have set it up for people to pray and ask God how he wanted them to participate in those 21 days, but have definitely been doing it in the food and water, you know, from food realm of fasting and just aligning the spiritual and the physical. And it's been really beautiful, the breakthrough things that we have already heard going on. And, you know, some people are fasting every day for 21 days. Some are fasting a meal every day for 21 days. Some are fasting one day a week for these 3 weeks leading up. But then during that last 36 hours, Good Friday up to Easter morning, as a church, we're going to, whoever is able. I mean, obviously we have a lot of young moms, so there will be some pregnant and breastfeeding and, you know, some different reasons that people have legitimate reasons to not participate in a food fast, that they will do something different for them. But so looking forward to it. It's been a really, really sweet season for our church, I think, just to see the power of how God amplifies prayers in fasting and just that truly aligning the physical weakness with dependency on him. And I know you even experienced back when you wrote a whole new curriculum kind of by a forced fast.
Yeah.
As I remember, you had gotten sick, and as it turned out, I feel like God really forced you into a food fast in that time and downloaded a beautiful new teaching that he gave you during that time. So there's some, God does a lot of neat things in fasting times,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he does. And fasting is, again, it's not just food, but it's separation from the normal, where you can spend more intimate time with God. So it could be fasting from television or from, you know, computer or, you know, any other routine thing you do can be a time of that. And with that, when that happened to me in Iceland, which was a forced fast where I got sick and I couldn't eat.
But there was a sweetness to it, right?
Yeah. And then we wound up with a new retreat for Abiding for Unbelievers.
Mm-hmm.
It was just downloaded literally hour by hour. And I was at a point where I had zero energy per se, but God gave me the energy.
Yes.
And he gave me the insight of how to do it. And we just recently, by the way, Kathy, I revised it all because I kept decent notes. I processed it all, and we're about ready to publish it to the leaders for sure. And then we'll publish it, you know, later for others that may want to have it for, but it wound up being, there's two things that came out of it. One was, instead of here's what the three things you need to know to be a believer, it was just, well, why don't you come and experience God some? And there's no judgment, and there's no, you know, we just, but it's get him in the Word. and then share truth about it and let them
come and see.
come and see. And so it's a real come and see of opening up a different approach to anybody that has a little bit of interest in spiritual things. It's like, well, why don't you come and see? That's a great way of, maybe that's what we should call it. And then Bob Rockwell was looking at it and said, well, I think we should, because there'll be opportunity for people to really understand what the relationship with Christ is all about. You need to write that up so that people can really go through that.
It's like, oh, that's good.
Okay, that's good. So
that makes sense. Yeah.
We did, and we understood something that, because we were, you know, we were talking about what we call the sinner's prayer. And interesting enough, it's not in Scripture.
Right.
And it's just receive the truth and declare it, and you're saved. You know, and it's like, oh, okay. So we, what we did is we revised it and just said, well, here's a few pieces of truth scripturally. Here are the scriptures. It'll lead you to the statement of what Christ did. Do you believe it? If you do and state it, you're going to be saved. You know, and so I think it's a fresh look at inviting unbelievers to a faith with Christ. And we'll have a whole opportunity to do it in a retreat or a course. And then for people that have a heart to do this, and again, if you have any friends that you're listening and you say, I'd like to know some more about that, email us at questions@abideministry.com, and we'll actually send you material and all the things we're doing. But I think this is going to really grow.
Oh, cool. Very cool.
So it's kind of fun, and we're just now finishing that up. And I've already sent it to my editor and the formatter, who will make it a little booklet, you know.
Oh, nice. So okay.
It's going to be kind of fun. So, well, we're talking about hearing God's voice, and remember that it's based on Scripture, but it's personal application of literally God speaking to us as He applies things to us. And you know, just a simple example, and if you listened to our podcast last Friday, you would have heard us share this, but we just did a retreat, and we were going to do it up in the mountains. We had a major snowstorm, and it looked like, yeah, this could be a problem, you know. And so the neat thing is, you know, and I keep trying to help people with this, and we even talked about it during the retreat, was we have access to, because He's placed Himself within us, the opportunity to find out truth from the God that knows. So we're wondering, you know, I think this could be a problem. And so, Father, what do you got to say about that? And that's the question. We got, you know, here it is Thursday morning, snowing, by the way, heavy. It's already snowed like a foot. And it's going to snow all day, and the mountains are getting, you know, 2 feet, and man, this could be bad, and we're starting to see, you know, roads closed, and hey, Father, what do you got to say about this? And He says, Linda and I ask, He says to both of us, you're not going to make it up in the mountains this weekend. It ain't going to happen. You're not going to be able to get there on Friday.
Roads will not be open.
On Friday when you're starting to retreat, and so you need to change it. You know what? Okay, use your house. Which we have a retreat home, but we have our kids live in there, so we can't, you know, use the bedrooms. But go find a hotel, and it'll work. And so, okay, so we pivoted, what we call pivoted, and we did, and I did the, and we actually were going to talk today about ask, seek, and knock, is okay, I need to now look for that. And I heard God speak, understood, didn't say yeah, but. You know, should we just cancel it, or why don't you make it so we can get up there anyway? Because see, we tell God what we would like, and God says, why don't you just ask me? Yeah, you're not going to make it. Okay, but now what? You know, and so He guides us, and we hear His voice, and then based upon that, we move forward. And by the way, we had a spectacular retreat at our house, and we didn't have the struggle of trying to get there. and not get there and have delays and have all kinds of problems when we all could wind up getting here to Castle Rock that cleared up, you know, by Friday afternoon, you know. So as we talk about it, we've talked about processing. And processing is you stay in the process with God as you're listening and understanding and letting him speak to us. Well, he tells us something cool about this. So Luke 11, 5 through 13. This is a prayer, and you know, how do we pray? And he said, well, pray this way, our Father who art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And then he gives these great instructions.
And he said to them, which of you shall have a friend and go to him at midnight and say to him, friend, lend me 3 loaves, for a friend of mine has come to me on his journey, and I have nothing to set before him. And he will answer from within and say, do not trouble me. The door is now shut and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give to you. I say to you, though he will not rise and give to him because he is a friend, yet because of his persistence, he will rise and give him as many as he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he asks for an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
Yeah. You know, our prayer life, it is based on requesting. And we request things that are happening to us, you know, like the snowstorm.
Right.
We got a problem. You know, I can see we have a problem.
Right.
And we could look at it. Typically, it would, well, God solved that problem by allowing us to, you know, why don't you stop the snowstorm and make sure the roads are clear so we can get up there. This is what I would like. And he says, well, the asking is much more pure than that. And that's why he starts it out with, you know, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, is ask for you to be with me in the kingdom. That's where it's all going to happen. And I surrender my will to him by definition. He's the king and I'm not. And then you're asking for my will about your specific problem.
Right.
It's not just whatever. It's I got a problem, or I got an issue, or I got a decision, or I got something happening here. And so he says, well, ask for my will. And he tells a story. You got a friend who comes at midnight. And says, give me this. And he said, I'm not going to get up and give it to you because I'm already in bed with my children. But he keeps knocking. And he says, okay, I'll give you what you're requesting. Not because you're related to me or you're a friend of mine, but because of your persistence. It's a very clear word, because you're persistently requesting to know.
Right.
Okay, so now we know that it's not beating God's door down to give him what we desire we want.
Right.
But rather, he's already set it up, and he said, you're asking for my will. And he basically is saying, stay with it until you receive it. And because you're going to be persistently staying with it until you receive it, I will let you know. So even in this scenario, he could have said, come back tomorrow at 6 in the morning, I'll give it to you. Now you know that you know. Great. I got my answer. So it's, you know, what do you have to say about this, Father? And he said, persistently stay with me and listen and process with me until you understand my will. And because you're persistent, I'm going to give you my will. If you just say, well, just tell me the answer, he says, no, you got to stay with me. And then he says, here's how it works. Keep asking, seeking, and the word seek there is look for it as if it's lost treasure.
Right.
It's you.
It's a true searching.
It's a searching for truth. It's what do you understand? What am I showing you? What am I revealing to you? I'll get you on the right path. I'll get you to the right place. When you get to a place that you think is the right place, knock. Is this the right place? Yeah, I'll either open the door or not. If it's closed, keep going. You're getting to the right place, but you haven't fully got there yet. Or, by the way, the door might be an open hallway to another thing that you have to go. And he says, and we'll come back to this, but he says, you being evil, and you being evil means you're not, you don't have the full heart and capability that I've got.
Mm-hmm.
You're not black, awful, dark. You're just in the flesh. You just have a fleshly problem, you know, and you're still doing things.
And the flesh gets in the way sometimes.
And you don't know how to do this. But if your child asks for this, are you going to bait and switch them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the answer to that?
No.
No. No, of course not. He said, well, why would you think I would ever do that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to. Matter of fact, he says, you being evil would do what you can. How about if I just give you the Holy Spirit that knows the answer?
Right, right.
That's why that statement seems like out of whack. Like, you know, you're asking for this. He said, well, how about if I just give you the Holy Spirit?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it doesn't like, well, yeah, but I want the answer to my problem. He says, I'm telling you, I am giving you the answer to your problem. Because the Holy Spirit who I
Holy
put
Spirit
within
with you constantly.
He knows the answer. Hey, Rich. Mm-hmm. I can let you know. Are you going to make it up the mountains or not? No.
Mm-hmm.
How about if I let you know that? You need to know. I'm going to let you know. And then now what? Okay, well, go get a hotel room. Okay. And see, there's an instruction. I went back into the seeking mode.
Mm-hmm.
Of, well, then I got to research what hotel rooms are available. Do they even have breakfast? Because maybe that would be easier for Linda and not to have to prepare breakfast. And is it a good breakfast?
Right.
And is it close? And are they rated high for bed because they're going to be sleeping there? Or is it just mediocre?
Mm-hmm.
Well, see, I'm doing a seeking of truth.
Right.
And I look and, oh, that one's not right. No, that one's not right. Ooh, there's one that could be right. And now do they have enough rooms?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm this is funny. I get ready to reserve the rooms. And I'm about ready to do it. My assumption is that everybody will want a king bed because they're couples.
Right.
And I about ready to do it, and I hear and I get a check.
Mm.
Not yet. You don't know the answer to that question. You better find out before you do. Oh, okay. good idea. You know. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I email everybody. Let me know. Do you want a king or two queens? And most people want kings, but there's a couple that says, yeah, we actually, it's better for us to be in separate beds and we like two kings or two queens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. You know, and now I can go and make the reservation. And that's the beauty of the Ask, Seek, and Knock is that while I'm looking for truth, his role is to keep getting me that truth. And including when I'm about ready to do something that I think is the right thing to do, you get this check. And yeah, before you do that, you know, what? Do you know the truth that maybe other couples might want two beds?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. So we do. And then this, so ask, seek, and knock. Stay in process. And see, it's not just give me the answer.
Mm-hmm.
It's walk with me into the truth, and I'm going to be my role of seeking truth as if it's lost treasure. It's there, but I got to seek it. We had a couple, and we have them practice this, by the way, at a retreat, as you know. So we gave an assignment Thursday afternoon to go, and we're teaching them what this looks like. And they come back, and they said, you know, we had a good time. We're considering moving from where we are. And so we asked God a question, should we move or not?
Mm-hmm.
I said, wait, okay, so you asked God a binary question.
Right.
Are we supposed to stay or are we supposed to move? I said, God says, don't ask me a binary question. Why don't you ask me what I have to say about it?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, first of all, why do you even have an interest in moving?
Mm-hmm.
And they processed that a little bit. I said, okay. Do both of you think that is worthy of pursuing? They said, yes. Okay, I said, do you know your answer? No. I said, well, before you decide or God tells you the answer, he would do have you do ask, seek, and knock.
Mm-hmm.
What? Well, Father, what do you got to say? I said, you would go looking, because you have certain things in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Go looking for those things and go to these different geographies and see what you find.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, in the process, you go look, and then you each do a debrief, that what did I like, what I didn't like. Is this a place I would actually enjoy or not? Why not? Why or why not? He's got to teach you that.
Right.
So that you get a definition of, is this what really would thrill our hearts, and is God really
right.
moving us to that position?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
And sometimes I'm just thinking about how that has played out before. Sometimes you go into something like that with some presupposed ideas of what you think you desire,
right.
and God actually reveals to you what you actually desire.
Right, that's right.
And that can be two different things, right?
And I want to give you the desire of your heart, but the next move, if there is going to be a move, I want it to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to have to learn about this and walk mm-hmm. with me before you get a yes or no answer, because I'm not going to answer you yes or no. I'm going to show you my will.
Right.
And they's like, oh, got it. Okay. And I said, now, by the way, when you go through the ask, seek, and knock mode, one of the questions he's going to ask you, are you enjoying this part of the
mm-hmm.
process? I said, when you and your wife go out and look, it should be a joy.
Right.
It's not like, I got to figure this out. No. Why don't you just enjoy receiving? What do you find out? What's the truth? It'll start to come together. If it's God's will, everything mm-hmm. starts to come together, and it syncs up with what God's showing you. And they were like, oh, man, that would be fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's go do that. Let's go learn that, you know, and let me, you know, hear God's voice in the process. So ask, seek, and knock is asking for his will to be known. What do you have to say? As you start thinking of the options and the areas to go pursue, go seek the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And stay with it until you starts to be clear. And then, by the way, in this couple, let's say that they find something that they think, yep, it's time to move, or they're going to go make an offer on a house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, either that'll open up and God will confirm it, or he'll close the door and say, nope, that's not it.
Right.
That's how it works. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, even as you're describing this, I'm reminded of that, you know, you said the word joy in there, and joy being in the process. And I'm reminded of the verse, in his presence is the fullness of joy. And that is part of why there's joy in the process. I think so often, at least in America, we are so wired to want to know the end of the story.
Right.
Right. I have friends who will pick up a book and they won't read the book until they've read the last chapter, because they need to know how it ends in order to enjoy the process.
Right.
And so I'm talking them through this concept of truly there is joy in the process, because you're with him in the process.
Right.
And if we can get our heads around the adventure and the joy of walking with him step by step, and in how much fun, I mean, literally, even in some of the most difficult questions that I know you and Linda have navigated, things that Dan and I have navigated, getting to be in the adventure with God as he unfolds his plan and we're walking step by step truly is a joy, even when it's tough.
Yeah.
Right. And I think we need to get our head around that, because we can get, when we look, you know, this segment you're talking about, taking the time to process, we can get so hung up on, I need the answer now, I need to know the end of the story. And instead, no, we need to know who holds the story, and we need to walk with him step by step on the adventure that he takes us on as we ask, seek, and knock, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Heavenly Father, we're just really rejoicing, because you're showing us how beautiful it is to walk with you. And it's not a mechanical thing, it's not asking you to do what we want, but rather it's seeking your truth, your will, truth, information, never being afraid of information, how you pull it together to then show us the way ultimately to a specific thing that mm-hmm. is the right thing. And it either opens up or it doesn't. So we just pray that we'll learn that and have great fun listening to your processing with mm-hmm. us as you reinforce the right steps and the truth that we are going to receive, and never to be afraid of that truth. And so we praise you and we thank you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you everyone for joining us. If you have questions from today's podcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we'd love to talk about it.
Yep.
Have a great day.
We'll see you
next time.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.